This episode of Coverville is brought to you by Factor Meals. To find out how you can get Factor for 50% off, keep listening to this program. Coming up on episode number 1458, you know, I told you there wasn't going to be a show this week. I lied. There is a show this week, and it's a good one. Joan Jett is turning 65 tomorrow, which if you're listening to this podcast delayed or not live, then that would be September 22nd. So let's do a Joan Jett and the Runaways cover story. They were one of the first bands that I loved that I collected albums from. And I still have those old vinyl albums, those old vinyl copies of their self-titled debut and Queens of Noise. Let's get to it. It is the Joan Jett and Runaways cover story. Stunt coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday afternoon. It is Thursday, September 21st, 2023. My name is Brian Ibben. Welcome to another episode of Coverville, another cover story episode, this time featuring one of my first favorite bands, a band that I collected in the late 70s, collected their music, listened to it nonstop, and just continued to follow the band. Years later, as a matter of fact, in the early 2000s, I would get a chance to hang out with one of the Runaways. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Let's talk about it now. one of the members of the Runaways, whose name at the time, her stage name was Jackie Fox, real name Jackie Fuchs, is a big trivia player, big trivia enthusiast, like myself. And one year at the Trivia Championships of North America, I got to hang out with one of my musical idols, Jackie Fuchs, took a picture with her, hung out with her, played trivia with her, which was probably the best, the most important and best part of the whole thing, and got to kind of gush over my love for the music of the Runaways. Let's start with some music of the Runaways and a cover, of course. This one surprised me. I saw this one come up in the list as a possible one for the show and thought, oh, how good can this be? Well, the answer is actually very good. This is a song that, while it was popular when it first came out, definitely got some resurgence in the early 2000s because of Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm talking, of course, of Cherry Bomb. Here is the version from Riverdale Season 4. That's right, Riverdale, the Archie's CW TV show, featuring vocals by Madeline Peach, Camila Mendez, and Vanessa Morgan, who I was really hoping would be their version of Josie and the Pussycats. They're not. It's Veronica and a couple other people who weren't characters that I remember from the comic book. Anyway, here is their version of Cherry Bomb.
Style. Your dead end dreams don't make you smile. I'll give nothing is real and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry fields forever. Always know sometimes think it's me, but I know you know when it's a dream. I think I know of the obvious, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, girl.
suburban boys, a man you're looking wasted. Switching around, is he still now? Tell me what you taste of. A good guy is bad guys, doesn't really matter. A control, how you drink, try to understand it. Waiting now to waste the time, waste the days and waste the nights. Waste the days and waste the guys, waste the years, where are your lies? Why you doing so bad to us?
Try to change me in any way.
are Too Possessive by Cali Giraffes. That one from a tribute album that came out in 2011 called Take It or Leave It, a tribute to the Queens of Noise, the Runaways. That was a double disc set, and it was fantastic, packed with stuff like Shonen Knife and the Donnas and, Cali Giraffes. I'm trying to think of some other ones on there that were great. It was a great album, really good tribute. Came out in 2011. Again, kind of probably spurned on by the popularity of Guardians of the Galaxy. You're Too Possessive. Right before that, a song that has a similar meaning, but not a similar title. You Don't Own Me by Joan Jett. That one came from her Bad Reputation single from re-release from 2006, of course, covering the song by Leslie Gore. Joan, no stranger to covers. I know I didn't include anything from her Hit List album, but that's a fantastic cover album that she put out. Didn't include that cover of You Don't Own Me, but there were some other great things on there. Los Enemigos with a cover of Wasted, that one from their collection Hermana Amnesia from 1994 to 1996, collecting all of their music from those 3 years. Black Leather, Guns N' Roses, that one from the deluxe edition of The Spaghetti Incident from 1997, covering The Runaways, and The Runaways covering The Beatles' Strawberry Fields Forever. That one from a B-side collection called Flaming Schoolgirls. I found that at a Waterloo Records in Austin, Texas, and I was so excited to locate that thing. A lot of great stuff on there that I didn't previously have, so it was great to locate that. Riverdale brought us that cover of Cherry Bomb, that one from season 4, and is far better than it should be, than it has any right to be. But having never seen Riverdale, you know what? I can't speak to it. Maybe it's a really good show. Maybe you guys, somebody out there really, really enjoys it. Listen, it lasted at least 4 seasons. I don't know how many more it lasted or if it's still going on. But if it's going to keep churning out covers like that on their soundtrack EPs, then I'm totally, totally fine with that. Let's get to our sponsor before we get to our second set of music. And that sponsor, as I mentioned at the top of the show, is Factor Meals. Oh my God, we love Factor here in the Coverville household. Love the convenience of it. Love the quality of the food. If you are tired of frozen meals that taste like frozen meals, start getting Factor. They're not frozen. They're fresh and they're quick to heat up in the microwave. They taste amazing and you don't get that kind of, I don't know, the veggie glop that you get sometimes when you deal with frozen meals. It's September. It's fall. Let's just say it's fall. As a matter of fact, fall officially starts tomorrow. And you're going out to see friends, watch football games, or your kids are back in school. Maybe you're going to soccer practice, things like that. You don't have time to cook every single meal, every single day. Why not let the fine folks at Factor do it for you? They are America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. They can help you fuel up fast with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved ready-to-eat meals delivered right to your doorstep. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. If you are a calorie-conscious person, they have an entire line of calorie-smart meals that not only are low in calories, but also taste great. We're big fans of the pulled chicken or shredded chicken taco bowls here in this house. We love the fusilli and ground pork tomato ragu. That is a new one, as is the Italian ground pork and veggie medley. Yeah, that is both calorie smart and carb conscious. But maybe you're on the other side of things. Maybe you want some really delicious chef prepared, kind of out there, more gourmet kind of meals. They've got you covered with those as well. They have an entire line of chefs. What is it called? It is Chef Specialties. Is that right? Gourmet Plus, prepared to perfection by chefs and ready to eat in record time. Upscale meals with premium ingredients like broccolini, leeks, truffle butter, and asparagus. And nice dramatic pause there. If you breakfast, if you want your breakfast from them, they've got new add-ons. So you can actually add on strawberry pancakes and blueberry syrup, chilaquiles rojo and scrambled eggs, and even those popular kale and mushroom egg bites that you get from, I don't know, that coffee chain that everybody seems to like. All of these things available from Factor Meals. Here's what I want you to do. Head to factormeals.com/Coverville50 and use the code Coverville50 to get 50% off. That's code Coverville50 at factormeals.com/Coverville50 to get 50% off. And we appreciate appreciate Factor Meals for their support of this program. Let's get back to the last set of music here. Two sets, but two big sets, if that makes you feel any better. I mentioned this single a little bit ago, Bad Reputation, by Joan Jett. There are a few songs of hers that are originally Joan Jett, and they're big hits. This one, speaking of bumps from TV shows and movies later on, this one did get a nice bump from its inclusion as the theme song to Freaks and Geeks. Here it is, covered just a couple years ago by the Dolly Rots from their tribute to girl groups and punk beats. Here are the Dolly Rots and Bad Reputation.
Not me! Reputation. You're living in the past, it's a new generation. And a girl can do what she wants to do, and that's what I'm gonna do. And I don't give a damn about my bad reputation. Oh no.
Feature show. massage, and it's got quite a trick that baskets poison and kills. Peter Andrews said prunes, gave him the runes, passing him used lots of skills. And when worlds collide, set your trout to the fry, I'm gonna give you some terrible thrills. Psycho! Science fiction, double feature.
Thank you. song, play my favorite song. And I could tell it wouldn't be long till she was with me, yeah, babe. And I could tell it wouldn't be long till she was with me, yeah, babe. Sing it, I love rock and roll. It's putting her down to the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll. It's coming to the time and dance with me. With me, yeah, me. And next we're moving on, cause she was with me, yeah, me. Sing it, I love rock and roll. It's putting the time in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll. It's coming in time and dance with me. I love rock and roll. It's putting the time in the jukebox, baby. I love rock and roll. It's coming in time and dance with me. Hey! Last song. And I knew she was the bit of my sex. I said a few words going strong, and it filled my favorite song. Wow, wow. And I can tell it won't be long till she was with me, yeah, me. And we'll be moving on and singing that same old song, yeah, with me.
Oh no! look in my window. So many different people to be. It's strange. Sure, it's strange. You've got to pick up every stitch. You've got to pick up every stitch. The rabbit's running in the ditch. Ow!
Joan Jett covering Donovan to close us out. That comes from the Netflix series. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. From the Sons of Sam, a Descent into Darkness. Haven't seen what that is from 2004, but Joan Jett and the Blackhearts covering Donovan for the theme for that thing. Season of the Witch. Great cover right there from Joni. Before that, I Love Rock and Roll by Goaty Hook. Or depending on how you pronounce it, could be Fish Hook. That's one of those funny jokes about G-H-O-T-I, is that you can pronounce it Fish, depending on how you look at it. That's from their 1998 album, Songs We Didn't Write. And it also is a song that Joan Jett didn't write that was originally done by the Arrows, but Joan Jett turned it into a massive, massive hit for herself. Before that, Ricky Rocket, drummer for Poison, released an album in 2008 called Glitter for Your Soul, featuring a bunch of vocals. Basically, he's playing drums throughout the whole thing, but he's got a bunch of guest vocalists like Mark Manerick from Zengin, Lucy Levinson, who you heard right there, from Evelove, and Dick Swagger from the Hollywood Stones. Of course, the album is a tribute to glam rock, Sweet, David Bowie, Alice Cooper, New York Dolls, and that cover, which again, not originally by Joan Jett, but a cover of a song that was originally by Gary Glitter. Yes, horrible human being Gary Glitter, whose song Do You Want to Touch Me was another big hit for Joan Jett, and probably will forever be connected to her rather than to ashamed rock star Gary Glitter. Hailstorm gave us that cover of I Hate Myself for Loving You, that one from the Reanimate 3.0 cover album from 2017. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts covering science fiction double feature from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. If you had visions of giant lips on a screen when you heard that song, you're not the only one. I can't hear that song without visualizing the opening to the Rocky Horror Picture Show. That came from a 2018 tribute called Dr. Demento Covered in Punk. Featured a lot of songs that you originally heard on the Dr. Demento Show or were featured on the Dr. Demento Show, covered by punk artists. A lot of great stuff on there. That was a Kickstarter or an Indiegogo, something like that, back in 2018. And 2018. And really, really good purchase to pick that one up. We started things off with the Dolly Rots from 2020 from their tribute to girl groups and punk beats, a cover of Joan Jett's Bad Reputation. And that is going to bring us to the end of yet another episode of Coverville. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for another great week of support If you want to support me, please do. Please go to patreon.com/coverville. It really does keep the lights on. I know it's a thing that podcasters say. It's a thing that we all say as podcasters. Your support helps keep the lights on. It really does. This, the money that I make from podcasting and the revenue that I get, which is a combination, of the occasional sponsor, as you heard, big thanks again to Factor Meals, but also the support I get from listeners like you via Patreon. $1, $2, $3, $5 a month, whatever you can spare, definitely goes a long way. You get extra episodes. You get those episodes of Guess the Connection in your feed every week. Coupons for discounts on swag from the Coverville store, and much, much more coming soon there at patreon.com/coverville. We'll be back tomorrow with another edition of Guess the Connection. That'll be tomorrow morning. Until then, this is Brandon Bitt saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.